Erie County Senior Services posted the new data Tuesday, saying 18 of the county's 35 nursing homes complied with Ruthie's Law during the most recent reporting period. It also says some nursing homes have retroactively complied by submitting paperwork from previous reporting periods. Senior Services Commissioner David Shank says it's a step in the right direction.
Over the last few weeks, I've had some really good conversations. One of the primary reasons for some of the lack of reporting was employee turnover. So I think I've rectified that, and I've done a lot of educating on the purpose of Ruthie's Law and the benefit of it.
But some Erie County lawmakers feel compliance is still too low. Legislative Minority Leader Joseph Larigo says all nursing homes won't comply until the county fines them, like Ruthie's Law says it would.
Otherwise, we have a law that exists merely on paper that doesn't accomplish anything. So if we really cared about protecting seniors, if we really cared about making sure that these nursing homes were in compliance with the law that everybody passed with great fanfare, we would use every tool in our belt to make sure that it was happening. As of right now, we're not.
There's questions about whether the county can actually fine the nursing homes. New York State public health law says counties can't make regulations for hospital facilities, casting doubt on the validity of Ruthie's Law. Shank told the legislature 2 weeks ago that even he's unsure he can levy fines. He says he since sent a list of non-compliant nursing homes to the county attorney, but won't say whether they'll actually end up fining them.
Well, at this point, I'm waiting to hear back from the county attorney. I know he's got to talk to his team, and then I've done some research myself, and hopefully once all that is washed out, we'll have our plan going forward next.
It's time that they just understand and agree that the law is unenforceable.
That's Randy Gerlach. He's the administrator of Buffalo Nursing Home Schofield Care. He says Ruthie's Law is not only unenforceable, but redundant. Nursing homes already have to report injury and abuse incidents to the State Department of Health. Gerlach says Erie County should instead focus on giving nursing homes their Medicaid payments on time, and Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposed Medicaid cuts and spending cap.
We're all under the gun. 1% cut in Medicaid, the changes, Medicaid pendings. It's just a brutal circle that we're trying to deal with.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.